Thank you for being a part of this special community, as we all learn to bring more compassion and peace for ourselves and to the world. Our hope is that you will find great value in the material that we've put together for you, to deepen your practice even more. Please visit meditationlifeskills.com.
When some people think of morning routines, they think of unnecessary chores that take up too much time to realistically fit in the morning. On the contrary, morning routines can be as simple as small habits that make a big difference on your day. Let's take a look at my favorite morning habits. Don't rush. Even though chaotic mornings are guaranteed every once in a while, you should make a commitment to yourself to not rush on most mornings. Simply by taking your time and preparing in advance, your mornings will be much more enjoyable and less stressful. When your mornings go by more smoothly, the rest of your day does as well. In other words, you don't start on a stressful note. As a result, the first habit to incorporate into your morning is to not rush. Rushing will only hurt you, your family, and your mornings. Something as simple as waking up 10 minutes earlier can help you take on your mornings in a much more relaxed fashion. Put down the phone. The second habit to incorporate into your mornings is putting down the phone. Many experts recommend being device-free the first hour you're awake. Given that so much of our society is connected through our phones, this habit can be a tough one to break in. But it is so important to your well-being. Instead of using your phone as your wake-up call, invest in an actual alarm clock. This will force you to get up and discourage you from scrolling through Instagram. You can also try setting Do Not Disturb or time limits on your phone, so that your apps and notifications don't show up until the morning is done. If you find being device-free for 1 hour too difficult at first, start small and slowly work your way up to an hour or longer. Be grateful. Being grateful can truly transform your outlook on life. Incorporate gratefulness into your everyday morning routine to start your day on a much more optimistic note. Being grateful can take as little as 30 seconds in the morning, but have a lasting impact on your day. I recommend having a small journal next to your bed. After you turn off your alarm, immediately jot down 3 things you're grateful for. This will take very little time, but this habit will make a big difference on your day and well-being. You can also add more than 3 things if you're feeling especially grateful one morning. Open blinds. Our bodies have a natural circadian rhythm that is primarily connected with the sun. As soon as you wake up, try to open some blinds. This simple activity will wake you up much more quickly and energize your day. Not to mention, opening blinds and sunlight is a great way to feel happier and more content in your life, even when things are a bit tough. Make your bed. One of the best ways to have a productive day is to have a productive morning. Making your bed tells you that your day is started and kicks your productivity in gear. Make your bed every morning for a productive day. Creating the perfect morning routine is a bit tough. If you've never created a morning routine, it can be difficult to know what to do, what activities to skip, and how to approach the task. To help you out, I'm going to talk about 4 important things to remember when creating a perfect morning routine. All 4 of these tips apply to any morning routine, no matter what style you prefer. Additionally, you can use these tips when improving your morning routine down the line. Let's get started. Make it personal. The absolute top tip to creating the best morning routine is to make it personal. Too many people assume someone else's morning routine without personalizing it to their own goals and morning. The last thing you want out of your morning routine is for it to not actually reflect you. Make your morning routine personal by creating a list of goals and desires you want out of the morning routine. Do you want more time? Do you want to feel less stressed in the morning? No matter what your goals are, make sure you have a clear idea of them to select activities that help you achieve those goals. You may want to start by taking on someone else's morning routine, but pay attention to yourself in the process. If something doesn't feel right, don't force it. What is great for one person may not be great for you. Make sure the routine is personal so that it improves your life. Don't overdo it. Mornings are pretty confined. Don't make mornings more stressful than they have to be by adding on a ton of different tasks in your morning routine. Instead, select just a few rituals or activities to incorporate into your routine that enhance your goals and kickstart your morning. Most people recommend having a morning routine that lasts about an hour. A one-hour routine gives you enough time to get things done without requiring you to wake up way earlier than you're used to. If your morning routine is only an hour, you can only do two or three morning rituals, depending on what they are. Test and improve. Once you think you know what you want from your morning routine and have selected a couple of rituals to try out, test the routine by doing it a couple of mornings. To test the morning routine, do it full out, just as though you've already committed to it. If you feel that there's something slightly wrong with the routine, change it. The morning routine is completely about you, so there's no shame in needing to drop an activity or add a new one. Just improve your morning routine so that it continues to be effective in your life. Finally, the last tip is to be patient and not give up. When you first start out, it will be tempting to stay in bed and ignore your morning routine. Be patient with yourself when you feel this way, but push through these temptations and commit to your routine. Only by committing to it can you achieve the goals you want. If you mess up one morning, don't beat yourself up over it, though. Just get back on the saddle the very next day.
To deepen your practice even more, please visit meditationlifeskills.com.